Paula Rempel joining me on the show from Bike Friendly Canmore. How are you doing today?
So good, Rob. How are you?
Good, good. What exactly is Bike Friendly Canmore?
I think when you think of Canmore, it's been bike friendly for a long time. Mm. I think what designating it as Bicycle Friendly Canmore is doing it is just finding a way for businesses and events to acknowledge and follow a criteria so that we can start branding ourselves as a bicycle friendly business district and inviting our locals and people that travel into that.
How did this all get started?
Like I said, I think a lot of it's been grassroots over the years for people that love bikes. But this official grant was started when the town of Canmore brought in April Echimedes, who's a North American bike expert. They teamed up with Canmore Business and Tourism for a Learn at Lunch. And then the grassroots organization of Canmore Community Cruisers saw that opportunity to apply for a grant through Alberta Eco Trust and kind of give it legs.
You guys got the grant, so what do you plan on doing with the money here?
Well, it's already started, and as we'll talk later, you'll see that people like Sid Fraser and Carol Picard have come along and said, hey, we want to brand an event as bicycle friendly. The thing we're doing on the other part with the grant is getting businesses involved, and we've made a criteria for them to have a designation, a decal on their window that says, I am bicycle friendly because I'm willing to educate my employees. I'm willing to offer incentives to our customers. I'm willing to have a lock loan program going on, and just kind of build on that. And how do we become an even more bicycle friendly community?
I understand some businesses have already jumped on board with this.
It was awesome. We sent out an email to those people that had been part of Learn at Lunch, and in 24 hours, 30 businesses had already responded and said, I want more information. I want to be part. So we're on the way.
So what do you attribute the early success of this to?
It's the Canmore way. You know, that once people see it's the right thing to do, you just can't stop them from doing it. In a lot of ways, it was just opening up the opportunity to the different organizations and the busy businesses and say, here's a way to do it.
So if a business or an organization does want to be part of Bike Friendly Canmore, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can get a hold of me at paula@canmorebusiness.com.
And I understand a pretty major local event has already jumped on board. Something coming up here on the August Long.
A very major event. And that's where I think we're so fortunate. You get Sid Fraser catching wind of it and you're off and energized and in the media. So we're very grateful to be part of that and have the synergy of the businesses and the Folk Fest for this initial kickoff.
Well, Sid Fraser, yeah. So the Canmore Folk Fest is a bike-friendly Canmore event. What does that actually mean?
First of all, we are very enthusiastic to be the first bike-friendly event. Having said that, biking isn't anything new to the Folk Festival. Just like Paula mentioned, we've been supporting biking for some time, just as large events do in Canmore. What sets us apart as being the first bike-friendly event is that we have storage areas, we have bike racks, we're going to have our toolkit for the first time, we have a bike ambassador, we're creating a meeting point, and a little bit more enthusiasm, or perhaps a safety around coming down and bringing your bike into the area. Not only do we do that for the patrons, but we go much deeper than that. And we've been renting and borrowing bikes for our staff and our site crew during the event because it becomes very congested. So we have been fortunate that Rebound Cycle has been loaning us their rental bikes. And then, of course, our bike racks come from Grizzly Mountain Events.
Biking over driving, plus all the leadership that you guys have had over the last little while with regards to recycling and composting, that sort of thing. Sounds like Canmore Folk Fest is really focused on being a real green event.
It completely aligns with all of that, but again, it doesn't stop there. We have, of course, our artist, our local artist, Julia Links. Julia, to her core, is a bike enthusiast. She bikes absolutely everywhere, and she's come along here to the interview today just to show that it is very natural to us. We're excited to be a part of the event, as Paula was mentioning, because it's just a matter of trying to make the whole process a little more seamless for the average person. How do I take my family do there? What can I do, or what can we do as an event to just, rather than people automatically jumping into their car, let's make it automatic so that they get on their bikes.
All right, CanmoreFolkFestival.com is all the details on the fest. Paula@CanmoreBusiness.com if you want more details on Bike Friendly Canmore. We'll be right back with Julia Links. She's going to play a little tune for us here. Joined now by local musician Julia Links as well as Alton Holt on guitar. How are you both doing today?
We're good.
Awesome, good. Julia, I understand you're already kind of part of the whole bike-friendly Canmore thing with regards to the Folk Fest. You take your bike to the Folk Fest every year?
Well, it's function, right? It's way easier to get across town when it's so congested. But I also just love the vibe. You know, you're riding home in the middle of the night. I don't know, it kind of pulls the whole experience together for me.
I understand you're actually performing this year at the Folk Fest, aren't you?
I'll be at the pub. August 2nd, it's a Saturday, yeah. At 2:15 cool. With Al.
Now, I know your musical journey started, I don't know, it was a little over a year ago now, a year and a half, I guess.
I released my album in late October.
Yeah, so how's that been going for you so far?
It's turned into something that I didn't quite expect. It's been tricky, you know, learning the ropes, But the connections I'm having now in my life are just so enriching, you know? Fantastic. Kind of keeping to the heart of the songs and getting to spend time with beautiful songwriters. And been out to Saskatchewan with Al. I'm going to be down in Waterton in September with John Ward Hannum. And working with some new artists, so yeah, it's great. Looking forward to doing it again.
Well, I mean, you're here with your beautiful voice. We got Al here with his guitar. Why don't you guys do a little tune for us if you
want? Okay, we'll give it a try.
Sure, sure.
Go, Al. Bring it out. Some of you may have heard this before. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the waters. You may have heard there's a new deal in town. Just bike your bike around. Get on your wheels to the folk fest. We'll see you there. Remember your vest. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the waters.
I think you just created the new Bike Friendly Canmore theme song.
Right on.
Again, Julia Link's performing, opening things up on Saturday afternoon at the Folk Fest Pub. We've got Sid and Paula here. Thanks so much for joining me on the show, guys, and talking about Bike Friendly Canmore here today.